This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has convened an all-party meeting today ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. He said, besides important legislations including Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage.
कई बिल्स हैं जो इस सत्र में आएंगे जैसे शिपिंग बिल है पोर्ट्स बिल है मर्चेंट बिल्स हैं स्पोर्ट्स का बिल है और जनविश्वास बिल है एजुकेशन का कई महत्वपूर्ण बिल्स हैं जो इस मानसून सत्र में आने वाले हैं
आम आदमी पार्टी एएपी हैज फॉर्मली क्विट द इंटरनेशनल डेवलपमेंटल इंक्लूसिव इंडी अलायंस Senior AAP leader Sanjay Singh told media that the Indy Alliance was formed just for the 2024 general elections and after that AAP contested the Haryana and Delhi assembly elections alone.
इंडिया गठबंधन लोकसभा चुनाव के लिए था उसके बाद हमने हरियाणा का चुनाव अकेले लड़ा हमने दिल्ली का चुनाव अकेले लड़ा हम बिहार में चुनाव अकेले लड़ने जा रहे हैं हमने पंजाब और गुजरात का उपचुनाव अकेले लड़ा तो आम आदमी पार्टी ने अपनी स्थिति स्पष्ट कर दी है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article highlighting the significance of the Yuva Spiritual Summit, calling it a major step towards achieving a drug-free India. In reply to a post by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mandavia elaborates on how the Yuva Spiritual Summit marks a major step in building a drug-free India. Organized by the My Bharat Initiative, the Youth Spiritual Summit is being held on the sacred ghats of Kashi, on the theme, Drug-Free Youth for a Viksit Bharat. The two-day summit, which began yesterday, is part of the Modi government's broader campaign under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan or Drug-Free India movement, aimed at tackling substance abuse through youth-led initiatives. In Pakistan, the sit-in protest by Baloch Yagjati Committee, BYC, against the government has entered its fifth day in the capital city of Islamabad. The protest is led by families of forcibly disappeared persons and detained leaders of BYC from Balochistan. On the fourth day of the protest yesterday, the protesters alleged that the families were barred from reaching the protest site by Pakistani authorities as they sealed off the roads leading to the Islamabad Press Club. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the efforts to chronicle the beauty of Kutch and encouraged motorcyclists to visit the region. The Prime Minister said this after meeting Venu Srinivasan and Sudarshan Venu of the TVS Motor Company in New Delhi. Mr. Srinivasan also presented Mr. Modi the Ran Utsav 2025 coffee table book, showcasing Kutch's culture, landscape and heritage. In Vietnam, the death toll has climbed to 37 following the tragic capsizing of a tourist boat in Ha Long Bay as search and rescue operations continue for those still missing. The incident occurred yesterday when the vessel encountered a powerful storm that swept through the area, causing it to lose contact with authorities before sinking. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Kerala and coastal Karnataka today. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over Kerala, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu during the next 6 days. In Uttarakhand, a warning has been issued for heavy rainfall in several regions of the state for today and tomorrow. In view of the alert, all district administrations have been instructed to remain vigilant. According to the Met Department, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at some places in Nainital, Udham Singh Nagar, Champawat and Pauri Garhwal districts today. International Chess Day is being observed today globally. Each year on 20th of July, the global chess community unites to celebrate this day, commemorating the founding of FIDE in 1924. This year, FIDE launched the Year of Social Chess, an initiative dedicated to using the game as a tool for inclusion, education, empowerment and mental well-being. And the cricket match between India champions and Pakistan champions has been called off at the World Championship of Legends 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.